Hello, hello, babe. Good morning. Happy Monday if you're listening to this on Monday. If you're not, happy day. I am literally out of breath. And I wanted to come into this with this energy because I've literally been frolicking around our apartment. I just ran down the stairs to grab my cords to record this. And I am just oozing happiness and excitement and inspiration and joy and passion and so much goodness. And oh my God, do I have an episode for you today? So I have never really called any of these moments where I've sort of just riffed and allowed things to come out as they come to my mind without processing them. I've never really deemed them as channeling. But the other day I was driving and this thought came to me and I was like, I really want to capture this, but you know, like writing in the notes app and driving is not a vibe because I would have been like fiercely typing and I couldn't have used two hands because I was driving. So I recorded it in a voice memo and I ended up going off for 30 plus minutes. I think it's somewhere around like 33 minutes. And listening back to this, I've listened to it myself three or four times because I'm just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I am so excited to share this channeled message with you today. And you gotta know, like 3 years ago, Megan, if she heard me saying that I channeled a message, we would have a talk, okay? I've not always been woo-woo, but listen, just wait until you hear it, right? Like those moments where you are just popping off with such profound, life-changing information without skipping a beat, that is channeling. Okay, and we all have it in us, right? We all have a channel to this higher source, higher power, whatever you believe, whatever you call it, universe, God, spirit, higher intelligence, higher power, whatever you refer to it as, we all have a connection to it, and that is through our feminine energy. But before I drop that audio in, I have two really big announcements that I want to share with you, and then I will not keep you from this message any longer because it is that good. The first one is a very obvious one that you might have seen coming into here. It might be a little confusing, but I have officially changed the name, not really the direction, because if I'm being honest, I think this is the direction this podcast was going all along. It just took me a full year to realize it, but I've changed the name, I've changed the focus, I've changed the message, and I've changed the intention behind this podcast. So long as happiness looks good on you, while I still abso-fucking-lutely believe that happiness looks really fucking good on you, I also want us to learn to speak the language of our feminine, to speak the language of our intuition, to speak the language of the angels and the messages and the guidance that we are all given. I think it is so important that we all learn to speak our own unique language of our inner feminine. So introducing the new podcast name, which you've already seen if you've made it this far, it's called Speak Her Language. And it is Speak Her Language because I'm referring to our inner feminine, right? This is not the language of a woman. Well, it kind of might be because it's through the perspective of a woman, right? But this is learning to speak your unique, personal, individual, spirit-given language. And this is something that came to me when it finally clicked. I feel like I've known this all along, but so many of us want to know how to connect to our intuition. And we do so in a masculine way by asking others how they've done it, by going and seeking information, right? Raise your hand if you've tried to learn how to follow your intuition by Googling or by seeking out advice from others. My hand's in the air. I hope yours is too, right? If you've tried to learn how to follow your intuition by going to podcasts, by any other method other than just figuring it out for yourself. I think we are all on our own journey of figuring out ourselves, but we approach it in a way that is reaching externally for guidance. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? I'm not shaming you for having your hand in the air. I still have my hand in the air. I lowered it. And this is not a shame for reaching externally. But what this is and where this podcast is going is I really want us all to tune in to the idea that we all have our own language. And I think I say this in this message that I'm going to play in just a minute, but the universe, this earth, has one of us, right? We are all so freaking unique. Sure, there are so many similarities, too many similarities to count from person to person, right? We all have bodies. Most of us have hair. Most of us have faces. Most of us have hands and arms and legs. Yes, there are endless similarities. But when it comes to our inner being, when it comes to what makes us us, when it comes to the reason we're here on this earth, when it comes to our desires, our passions, our talents, our skills, our gifts, it is so incredibly unique. And the reason why so much of it seems the same is because a lot of us are not following our truth. And I believe a reason, one of the many reasons for that, is because we all don't know how exactly to speak our own language. We don't necessarily know when our intuition is talking to us versus when it's conditioning or when it's learned behavior, right? So my intention, my purpose behind this podcast is to dive so much deeper into this conversation around learning to speak the language of your feminine, because that inner being I referred to a minute ago, right? This extension of source energy that lives within us, we access that through our feminine energy, right? We cannot, I said this to one of my girlfriends the other day, you cannot climb the ladder to heaven, right? You can't climb the ladder to enlightenment. You can't climb the ladder to joy and gratitude, right? You have to feel it. You have to be it. You have to ascend. All right. So I hope you're in for this. I hope you're on board. I love you if you are. I love you if you aren't. But I'm not going to withhold this message from you anymore. Actually, small fib, I do have one more announcement and then I will, and then I'm going to blast it because I'm so excited for you to hear this. It's so good. So my second and final announcement is that I started a YouTube channel. And the truth was I recorded a podcast episode as a part of those YouTube channels because I will, moving forward, with the exception of this one, I will, moving forward, be uploading my podcast to YouTube as well. So if you like the imagery, if you like following along, I'm going to preface the very first podcast episode that comes out on YouTube is nothing special. I have like 5-day old hair, right? I've been moving. It's not glamorous, but I did it because I said I was going to do it. And so originally, the video that I recorded as a part of that podcast was going to be the first video that I released with this new podcast name, announcing the podcast, etc. But this message dropped in. And I feel like this message is so important, it needs to come out now. So you're welcome to go check out the YouTube channel. I will link it in the show notes. I have 2 videos out right now, and those 2 videos are around getting out of the funk. I talk about being in the funk a lot. I feel like I'm in the funk a lot and how I've gotten myself out of it. I literally walked through in that video of how I got myself out of the funk that I was in. And I talk a lot about business and my feminine flow in business and how I'm leading my life in the feminine. I'm no longer trying to do things the masculine way because I finally just fucking admitted that it's not working for me. And I feel so drawn to do things in flow and in the feminine, and I'm just allowing it. And things are finally clicking, okay? Things are finally working. And it's not even finally as if nothing else has been working or feeling right up until that moment, but it's like I'm finally just allowing it to happen this way instead of resisting it. Right? So go check out the YouTube videos. Let me know if you like them. Let me know what you think about the new direction of the podcast, of the artwork, of the name. If you have any opinions or feedback, or just if you want to just show some love, I would absolutely love that. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your story on Instagram and tag me and let me know if this episode blew your mind as much as it blows mine. So without further ado, I'm going to drop the channeled message right after this. Again, I recorded it into a car. I was able to play around with the audio a little bit and hopefully refine it some so you can't hear so much of the background noise. But without dragging it on anymore, here you go. You're listening to Speak Her Language with Megan Michelle. This is a podcast dedicated to intuitive living, feminine energetics, and following your inner truth above all else. If you are a woman and you want for life to be easy, if you believe that deep down that you should not have to work and push and force so hard all of the time, if you see other women living
a life where it literally seems like things just fall into their lap and things are coming to them that they desire. And it just feels like you can't quite figure out how to make that happen for you. I promise you, you're not alone. And I promise you that it is possible. I promise you that life is meant to be so simple. Life gets to be easy. Life gets to be fun. Now, I want to caveat when I say what I mean when I say life gets to be easy. It doesn't mean you don't have to take steps. It doesn't mean that this is not a call to actionless success. Okay? What this does mean is that what you're probably noticing is that the action that you've been taking is exhausting you. The action that you've been taking, while it may bring you success, it may require more of your energy than you actually want to give. I know for me personally, I'm building a business and I don't want to be behind my computer for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I want my life to be integrated into my business. I want my life to be integrated into the way that I make money. I want my life to be in flow, because when I am in flow, I feel the best. And if that's you, if you feel that way too, I'm here to tell you that it is possible, okay? Not only is it possible, but it is so accessible. You just have to know where to look. You have to know how to find it. And what you probably have seen, if you are someone that has tried to find this before, if you've tried to achieve this effortless, magnetic attraction to your desires, you probably have experienced burning yourself out to get there. You probably have experienced either sitting in what you thought was flow in your feminine energy and felt your wheels spinning. You felt yourself not getting anything done. You felt yourself not moving forward. You felt yourself feeling like you were not making progress, and you chalked it up to the fact that your feminine energy just cannot get things done. And so what you've probably done in response to that, and the only reason I'm saying all of this is because all of this was me, so I know what it's like, but in response to that, you probably kicked up the gear in your masculine energy and got to work. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with this. But what I can tell you from experience will happen, because it's happened to me over and over and over again, and I'm glad that it did because it led me here, is that my masculine energy would kick up. I would get things done. And just like driving down the street without a GPS, without an address plugged in, without a destination plugged in that was true to where I wanted to go, it led me to a place of feeling out of alignment. It led me feeling icky. It led me feeling tired. It led me feeling burnout. It led me feeling exhausted. And even though I was getting things done, things still were not getting done in a way that were fulfilling and satisfying to me. If this sounds familiar to you, what I can promise you that is probably happening is that you are not following your true blueprint. You are not monitoring your energy. You are not staying aligned with your intuition, with your soul's calling. And you are likely trying to follow the guidance and what you see happening around you from other people around you. And it's just not working for you. And from my experience, what I found is that even if something does work for me, it ultimately ends up being at a pace that I don't feel comfortable in. It ends up getting me to a place where I've had to work more than I desire to work in my business. I'm having to exert way more energy than I have, than I feel comfortable with. And I have to do way more work to bring things to life that felt so hard to bring to fruition. It didn't feel easy. It didn't feel like I was just drawing things into me. And if you want that, if you want that feeling of ease and flow, but also to get the things that you want and to actually notice progress and to actually notice that things are moving forward in a way that feels so good, I can tell you exactly how I did it. And that is through learning your cycle, learning your energy ebbs and flows, because you can hear what everyone else did to find their success all day long. But the truth is, until you learn what you need, until you allow your feminine to be heard, to be seen, because there's a really good chance, I know I don't know you that well, but there's a really good chance that your inner child, your inner divine feminine has been boxed and caged and suppressed and pushed aside your entire life. And if that's the case, it was the case for me. It's the case for every woman that I have this conversation with. If that is the case, then there is work that you can do that can allow your inner feminine to rise. And it's work that will feel so good. It will leave you feeling so empowered. It will leave you feeling so alive and so loved and so nourished. And the best part about this is that the way that you feel is entirely because you provided that for yourself. And when you're able to provide yourself with that type of love and respect and care and nourishment and nurturing and confidence and belief that you're capable, you don't need it from anything outside of you anymore. And when you don't need it from anything outside of you anymore, you will rise. You will attract everything that you want. You will attract things that are so outside of what you thought were possible for you that it will truly blow your mind. And that's the fun of it. And this is why this, I don't even want to say this works, because this isn't something, it's not a matter of it working or not. This is law. The law of attraction. I'm sure you heard of it. The law of attraction states that we attract what we are. We attract the energy that we are in. We attract more of it and more of it and more of it. And when you work from the inside out, most of us are working from the outside in. We are working on the outside to fulfill a need on the inside. When we fulfill the needs on the inside, we elevate our vibration. We elevate our worthiness. We elevate our level of attraction. We elevate our point of attraction. We elevate what we believe is possible for us. And when that shifts, when those energetic shifts happen on the inside, your outside reality starts to reflect it. And here's why that's so fun. Because all you're doing to change your point of attraction is making yourself feel better. Now, this doesn't mean that this is an actionless process. There are still things that you need to do. But what I'm trying to explain, what I'm trying to convey is that by taking the action on the outside that you think is going to get you where you need to go, you are just digging yourself further and deeper into a hole. Where I would love to see your action shift, even if it's for 3 months or for 6 months, pause the external action that, if you're really honest with yourself, is just trying to fulfill a need on the inside. Shift that focus, shift your energy, and shift that action to be focused on you, focus on your healing, focus on your point of attraction, focus on your energy, focus on what makes you feel the best, focus on how your energy flows, focus on when your energy is the highest and when it is the lowest. And how you do that is by tuning into your menstrual cycle. I personally believe, and it's not just me who believes this, but the woman's menstrual cycle is her spiritual rite of passage into this world. Women are innately so much more intuitive and connected to divine intelligence naturally. And it gets to be that way. We get to receive so much guidance from a source that is not of this earth, from a source that is divine and all-knowing, and a source that can orchestrate things around us on the other side of the world to work in our favor that we don't even know is happening. And when you have that type of energy, when you have that type of power on your side, you will be unstoppable. And I promise you, all of those things that you think are too big, your dreams that you have that you think are just out of scope for you, they are not. But what you need is a higher source on your side. You need to co-create. I might not be stretching when I say you've just been trying to create. You have not allowed a process for co-creation. And the best way to do it that will guarantee that you, it won't guarantee you that you won't burn out again, but it will I guarantee that this will allow you to learn more about yourself and your needs and your patterns and your habits and what makes you feel the best and where you'll find your success and how you can attune to your inner divine feminine the best to allow her to rise, to allow her to lead, to allow your masculine energy to live in devotion to her. When the masculine is taking action that is in devotion to the feminine, to ensuring that at all times she feels seen, heard, important, confident, empowered, she will take you to the places that you want to go, and she will take you there on a magic carpet. Life will be so much more fruitful and magical than you could have ever imagined. Far more magical and fruitful than the masculine alone can ever get you. So if you are ready to start living a life that is aligned and that is magical and that is beyond anything that you could have imagined for yourself, I recommend you do so by starting to tune into your cycle. Allow your inner feminine to speak to you through your cycle. Allow yourself to reconnect with your intuition through this way. And what tuning into your cycle will do for you is that it allows you to know when your energy is best served extending outward, when it's best to actually start taking action, when it's best to start pouring into others, and when you need to withdraw your energy and nourish it for yourself. Because as women, we constantly and habitually will pour into others before we will pour into ourselves. And I'm begging you, those that are in your life who are getting this depleted energy from you are begging you to start pouring into yourself first. Allow your cup to be filled before you try to pour onto others. And what this will do is what you will have in your cup to pour into others will be far more potent than what you were pouring into them before. And you can do it with so much less energy. A drop from this overflowing cup is so much more powerful than what you are attempting to give to them from a cup that is empty. Okay? I say this and I speak this truth because I have lived it. I have experienced it. I fully believe that this is why Source has me on this earth, to share this message, to help guide women back to their truth so that they can start pouring into themselves before they pour into others, before they start trying to go out into the world by making sure that their energy is kept, their energy is nurtured, their divine inner feminine, their point of connection to the divine, to Source, to Spirit, to the universe, to God, to universal intelligence, to the all-knowing. That point of connection is made first, and then any action that you take will be so divinely guided and so supported and so divinely held that your action alone is not the only thing that's going to be putting out into this world. But when we act out of the masculine, when we lead with the masculine, we are reaching out externally to do things the way that we have made logic of, the way that we have heard others around us express is the right way, the way that we have seen other people do things that, if we are honest with ourselves, and we don't even have to be honest with ourselves because we can probably feel it in our lives, it does not work for us. It's not meant to work for us, because as a being, we are all given a unique desire in this world, unique desires, unique passions, unique gifts. There are not two of you. Source has given one of you to this world to make a difference the way that you are meant to make a difference. And you can only realize that, you can only bring that part of you into fruition when you stop reaching externally in the masculine energy first. When you lead with the feminine, when you allow your feminine to heal, to be seen and heard and empowered, the masculine begins to trust her guidance, and the masculine falls behind her. The masculine falls in line with her. And then the masculine acts out of integrity with her. When this happens, magical, divine things fall into place. And this is not to promise that things don't get hard. This is not to promise that you don't expect to experience challenges, because those hard moments, those moments of challenge and growth remind you of how good it is all the other time. There is no life without pain. There is no life without experiencing the entire spectrum. But what I am telling you is that living life this way will allow you to feel fulfilled. It will allow you to feel nourished. It will allow you to feel whole. It will allow you to live in integrity with your truth, which is a feeling that the majority of people on this planet will never get to feel. And when you're living that way, you don't need anything else around you. And when you don't need anything else around you, you attract everything that you could possibly want. Life gets to be good. There is this belief that I had to work through personally in my life, and it was so challenging to get past. This belief that life just had to be hard all the time, that in order to get what I wanted, in order to get where I wanted to go, I had to suffer to get there. And that is just not true. Will there be suffering? Will there be pain? Absolutely. And honestly, we've all experienced enough pain in our past to just revisit that and feel it and allow it to exist and allow it to be released from our body. And when we do that, we expand our capacity to receive in the other direction as well. When we allow ourselves to simply feel the pain that we've already experienced in the past, we expand our capacity to receive more on the other end of that spectrum, more joy, more love, more fulfillment, more wholeness, more wealth, more abundance, more money. But instead, we are perpetuating in this state of unresolved pain, unresolved suffering, unresolved hurt and guilt and shame, that we are creating more of it in our lives right now so we can simply move through it. But what if the reason you're experiencing all of that pain and suffering and shame and guilt and all of those low vibrational negative emotions and feelings is because your body is begging you to just experience what you have already been through, to just allow yourself to feel and heal and release and alchemize what you have already experienced? What if that is key to having what you want? What if that is key to leaving behind the suffering and the pain and the guilt and the shame and the pain that you're experiencing, that you are continuously attracting into your life one way or another? What if the key to that is to allow your inner child to heal in ways that she was not guided to heal because she didn't know how? She wasn't capable of processing these emotions. Our young minds are not capable of this type of emotional intelligence, but you right here, right now, as an adult, you are. You are capable. You do have the capacity to hold this for yourself. And allowing someone to guide you through it, allowing someone else to hold you while you hold yourself, is key to expansion. It is key to expanding your capacity. It is key to actually moving past the blocks and the limiting beliefs and all of the suffering and pain that you are holding onto and attracting in your life. Allowing yourself to be witnessed in your healing, to be held the way that your inner child was not held. And then ultimately, when you move through that, when you allow yourself to be witnessed in that healing, you can hold yourself higher. You can hold yourself up for longer. And that is how, when you see other people, when you see other women elevating and leveling up and increasing their capacity to hold more money and increasing their capacity to hold their dream relationship and increasing their capacity to hold beautiful friendships and sisterhood. That's how, because they allow someone to hold them so they can move through it, so they can heal it, so they can alchemize it, so they can hold themselves in that way. There will always be another level that we are not able to hold ourselves, but when we admit it, when we allow ourselves to be held, when we allow ourselves to be witnessed in whatever we're going through, we then acquire the capability to hold ourselves. And we will never be able to move out of these cycles unless we step out of them. We will continue to be washed away in this cycle of wounded masculine and wounded feminine and wounded inner child. and pain and suffering and all of those negative emotions I've said over and over and over again. Those patterns and those cycles that keep us stuck, that keep our confidence low, that keep our self-trust down, that disconnect us from our intuition, that disconnect us from source, that disconnect us from universal intelligence, from God, from spirit, from our angels, from the life that you know, and I know that you know it because you're still listening to this. You know there is something better for you. You know that it doesn't have to be like this, but oh my God, you cannot get out of it. I know. I know what it's like. And I feel like I have the keys for you to get there. But here's the catch. The keys to get there are not yet created. I know how you can find your keys to open the door to the next level of life, to the next season of life that feels better than the current one. I know how you can create and mold and shape these keys. I cannot give them to you. And anyone who claims that they can give them to you, run, because it will not last. You create those keys by learning about you, by learning your individual, unique blueprint, your guide. And that is the divine feminine. That is your menstrual cycle. That is your intuition. Connecting with all of those things, healing those things. That is how you get there. That is how you make those keys. I know this because I did this myself. My wheels were spinning for so long. I allowed myself to get burnt out for so long until I just threw my hands up and quit my 9-to-5 job. And I had no idea what to do next. I was fortunate enough to be able to listen to my intuition and to allow her to guide me to where I am right now, having this conversation with you, sharing this with you. But it wasn't until recently that I finally surrendered to the calling of the feminine. I finally surrendered to where she was taking me. This message, I kept getting this message from my intuition. It was just this message that popped up into my head. I didn't know where it came from. It came from deep in the back of my mind, and it was saying, go deeper. It was coming up from my body. It was like it was coming up from my body through my spinal cord, saying, go deeper. It was a whisper, go deeper, go deeper. And I kept asking myself, how do I go deeper? What does that mean? What does that look like? And I followed women who were so in tune with their feminine energy, who are so expressive in their true feminine energy. They are so aligned with their truth. They are so expressive of who they are, their wholeness, their integrity with who they are. And I can see that, and I can see what they're doing, what they're showing. But I still had questions. I was still asking, how do I get there? I would ask my intuition. I would ask God, how do I get there? And I just kept receiving go deeper, until one day I received the calling to go deeper into my menstrual cycle, to start tracking my cycle, to start hearing what my feminine had to say through my cycle. And this may sound crazy to you now. This may sound ridiculous to you now, but your feminine will speak to you through your menstrual cycle. First, the first phases of cycle tracking is unlearning everything that we've been conditioned to know about how our energy is supposed to operate as a woman. So the first few months are simply unlearning. But then once you allow this connection to be established, during your bleed is when you have a direct connection to the ethers, to the cosmos, to source, to God, to spirit, to this universal intelligence that we get to co-create with. And when you have cleared out these expectations of yourself that are so insanely unrealistic for you to achieve, when you finally release your need to be on every day of the month and to be able to achieve things the way that you see people around you achieving them, especially the way that you see men operating, if you see women operating, if you see them going all of the time and you wonder, how do they do it? I can guarantee you they are probably exhausted, because we are not meant to be on every day of the month. Women have such a unique flow in their cycle, and it goes beyond just women as a collective. You have a unique flow to your cycle. And until you allow your inner feminine to start talking with you and asking of you what she has been begging for you to hear your entire life, You will never know the truth of how you're supposed to live. And when you can learn that truth, when you can hear that truth, and then when you can live in integrity with that truth, live in alignment with that truth, it will take you places that you never thought existed. It will take you to a life where you do not have to extend beyond what you feel like you can extend. You do not have to overextend your energy. You do not have to work ungodly hours every single day, every single week, every single month. And you get to have what you want because it is law. It is law. You will elevate your vibration. You will feel so good that what you want is inevitable. It's already on its way to you. Whatever you desire, whatever you're feeling is already in your vortex. If you listen to Abraham Hicks, you will hear her say this all the time. You have already launched your rocket of desire. It is already coming within your vortex. You just have to get out of your own way. You have to stop trying to force other things into place that are clearly not working. And you are clearly tired from trying to force it. When I finally made this realization, when I finally learned this truth, it was after a descent into the feminine. It was after I descended so deep within my subconscious, within my inner child, within my wounded feminine, within my wounded masculine, within my body, within my ancestral lineage of pain and suffering. When I made that descent, when I allowed the feminine to pull me as deep as she can go, and I probably still haven't reached the depths, that's probably what I probably descended as far as I needed to go to reach the next phase of my life. But when I went to those depths, when I went to that darkness and into that pain, and when I allowed her to tell me what she wanted to tell me in this, when I simply witnessed her in that pain, when I saw how badly she hurt, that was what she needed to heal. She needed for me to see how much pain she was in and how exhausted she was. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to relive it. I didn't have to refeel it. She just wanted to be seen. She just wanted for somebody to acknowledge the shit and the torment that she had been put through, that I have been putting her through. And when I allowed myself to witness that, I was forever changed. And I made a promise to her that I would never overextend her in that way again. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how long it takes to build my business. I don't care how long it takes to make money. I don't care about any of that because I promised her I would never allow myself to put her in that position ever again. And I made the descent with her and she showed me things. And we arose together. We awakened together. We rose up from those ashes. We burned everything down that was not in alignment. We burned everything down that was asking for too much. We allowed that to be okay and we burned it down and we rose up from the ashes together. And now I live a life in devotion to the feminine. And here's the fun part. I can see around me. I can see so many things around me that are just pulling into my field. I can see the things that I've been wanting and trying to work for and force into happening for so long. I've been trying to action those things into place. I've been trying to will those things into place and it never worked. And now after this descent, I look around me and I can see these things moving towards me. I can see the fruits of cleaning up my vibration, of aligning with my truth, of living in my truth. I can see it realizing around me. I can see these little pieces of my puzzle just inching towards me because they are attracted to my magnet. They were so far away. I had pushed them so far away that I had to strengthen my magnetism to attract them because I had just been constantly pushing them away. And the closer they get to me, the faster they move towards me. That magnetic pull gets stronger and stronger and stronger the closer they get to me. And I can see it happening. I can feel it happening. The way my business is going, the way my life is going, the way my relationships are going, the way my friendships are going, the way my family relationships and dynamics are going, it's all rising. It's all moving upward. It's all moving in the direction that I want it to. And the process, I get to witness, I get to bear witness to the process of it. And I would not skip this part of it if I could have everything I had ever dreamed of, all the money in the world, all the success in the world, all of the fulfillment and alignment in the world. If I could have it all tomorrow, I wouldn't, because this process is what makes all of it. This process is what builds my belief. This process is what builds my worthiness. This process is what reminds me of how I got it. It was the descent into the feminine that got me here. It was diving deep into tracking my cycle and allowing my feminine to speak to me through my intuition and through my menstruation and through my cycle, through my energy ebbs and flows, my patterns, my habits, my needs, her needs. It was through that that allowed me to realign the masculine energy to live in devotion to her. And I still take action, but my action is so fun. It is so in alignment. It is so beautiful how life looks and how life gets to look through the lens of the feminine. I lead in my feminine energy. She is always getting more of my attention than the masculine. She is always, she has a seat. She has a driver's seat of my life. Depending on the phase of my cycle that I'm in, maybe I'm 100% in my feminine at times. Maybe it's 90% feminine, 10% masculine. Maybe it's 51% feminine, 50% masculine. I allow her to lead. I allow her to guide the masculine to step up more. And I allow her to tell him when to sit back and when he needs to focus on her. And he listens. The masculine listens. And he follows in accordance. And because of that, life has been so much more fulfilling. Life has been full of ease and flow because it gets to be. We do not have to suffer and strain and force what we want. That is the gift of being a woman. I have felt so bothered and inconvenienced by being a woman my entire life until I learned this truth, that we actually get to have it so much easier if we allow it. But the world has taught us different. The world has pushed us away. The world has pushed us aside. The world has made our period a burden. The world has made our emotions a burden. The world has made our sensitivity and our needs a burden. Therefore, we believe that to be true about ourselves. We make ourselves small. We make ourselves unavailable. We make ourselves too available. We suppress our emotions. We hide away our periods. But those are the keys. Those are how you create your keys to the life that you want, to the magic that you crave.
All right, babe. Oh, like, was that not? And I'm not tooting my horn, right? Like, this was a channeled message. So this was something that came down that we all needed to hear, me included. I just happened to be the vessel through which this message came. So if this all sounds appealing to you, right? If tracking your cycle is pulling you, if your inner feminine is calling you home, I'm here to help, right? This last year of my journey has been me looking for my purpose and my gifts, what I am here through divine source to share with this world. And at least until spirit calls me elsewhere, this is it. Okay. Tuning into my menstrual cycle and doing it the way that I did it and connecting to spirit and source and the universe and God, whatever you want to call it, through my cycle, the way in which I did, descending into my feminine the way that I did has shown me that this is something that I am meant to help other women do. So if you want to make this descent, if getting to know who you are through the lens of your feminine, through your needs, through your desires, if you are craving to honor yourself in that way, I have a few offers for you. I have a guided journey into the feminine. It's called The Feminine Descent. And I would love to talk with you more about it, right? This program is, I want to say it's not like other programs that are out there in the world. And what I mean by that is that it is intuitively led. We talk about you. We talk about what's going on in your life. We talk about where your feminine is leading you. Because curricula is great, right? Following a curriculum with guided learning and things like that is really, really helpful, right? And this program does have guided self-paced courses for you to learn about cycle tracking, for you to learn what's helpful to track and how it's helpful to track, for you to learn how we're healing the feminine, how we're healing the masculine, so you can have that in your awareness. But the real meat of this descent comes from allowing your feminine to lead you where she wants to take you. And doing that with guidance is so powerful. Doing that in a way that allows you to be witnessed in it is so powerful. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you through it if you feel the call. I've got a link in the show notes that talks all about this descent. There's an interest form or an application. The word application feels a little rigid, but it is what it is. If you're interested in this, go fill out that application and we'll find a time to meet. We'll find a time to talk this through, to see if this program is right for you, to see if you and I together feel like a good fit. Because my priority, my focus is you and your intuition, your truth, what feels good to you. Because ultimately, that is going to be what gets you where you're feeling led to go. So whether it's with me, whether it's not with me, wherever your journey takes you, my request for you is to please do not withhold your truth. Do not suppress this calling if you feel it. If you feel your inner feminine calling you home, I promise you it will change your fucking life. I love you so much. If you absolutely loved this episode, please take a screenshot of it, share it to your stories, share it with a girlfriend who needs to hear this message, because this message was shared through me so that it could be heard, right? The more we as women come together, the more we as women rise, the more beautiful this world gets. Think if you and I, if people like you and I, if women like you and I, with the hearts that you and I have, if more of us started to realize our power and our truth, think about the world that we would live in. Because honestly, sis, the men are in charge right now and look at how it's going. No hate, but it's just the truth. Let's rise together. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week.